ended as quick as it began. KJAS reports that law enforcement and police officers escorted the men outside. The rain falling in southeast Texas is certainly a welcome sight to firefighters. Those wildfires racing across east Texas forcing the evacuation of hundreds. Reporter August Gamenka is in Grimes County.
This fire began in a barbecue pit, and some people who lost their homes say the man responsible needs to be charged. Chef Donald Sowell is the law in this county. He says not so fast and is urging calm.
You know, you got to look at the sad situation, what happened, but people barbecue all the time. Negligence is one thing, carelessness is one thing, intent to do a criminal injustice is another thing.
One defining unanswered question, whether the man left the pit unattended. August Kamenka, CBS News, Stoneham, Texas.
Jasper County authorities tell KSET today that the fire between 63 West and County Road 255 is 80% contained. The voluntary evacuation order is still in place for residents there. Rain has boosted efforts to douse wildfires there in Trinity County. The so-called Bering Fire, which has blackened more than 20,000 acres, is 60% contained. A man wrongly imprisoned in Texas for nearly 20 years over slayings he did not commit will be paid $1.4 million. Governor Rick Perry has signed a bill authorizing payments for Anthony Graves for 18 years, which was the amount of time he spent in prison. University of Texas officials have proposed cutting a year or more from degree programs for aspiring doctors. The Austin American-Statesman reports a pilot program could begin in 2013 at UT Austin. News This Hour is sponsored by the Decorating Depot. I'm Janice Stone, KSET News. CBS News is next.
Locally owned, locally operated, with local talk show hosts that live right here in the Golden Triangle. You just found the home for local news and information. The all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton. And now, CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama speaks to the nation in 5 hours on his plans to unsurge troops in Afghanistan.
All of the 30,000 surge forces he ordered into Afghanistan in December of 2009 would be home by September of 2012. That obviously would still leave some 70,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
CBS's David Martin. Analysts are saying the Taliban will call it a victory, even as the White House declares sufficient progress to roll things back. Water is flowing into Minot, North Dakota.
Sirens mean people need to evacuate immediately. They have about 500 National Guard members on the scene here in the Minot and surrounding area. Their soldiers on foot and in vehicles are evacuating as well. They will then use binoculars and other means to assess the problem before they determine it's safe to go back in.
KFGO reporter Bonnie Amistadi. Minot, North Dakota was picked the best place to raise a family in 2010 by Departures magazine. People have been saying it's past time to stop frisking children at airports for security. TSA Administrator John Pistol says he thinks the nation can remain safe.
We have changed the policy to say that there will be repeated efforts made to resolve that without a pat-down.
And only as a last resort. Federal health officials have examined silicone-enhanced breasts for several years and say for the most part they're relatively safe. The implants, 1 in 5, are removed within 10 years. Dr. Jeffrey Shuren at the FDA.
Preliminary data does not indicate that silicone gel-filled breast implants cause breast cancer, reproductive problems, or connective tissue disease, such as rheumatoid arthritis or lupus.
The FDA says the most common side effect remains scar tissue, which hardens around the implant and can warp the shape. More rarely, some implants can rupture and leak or wrinkle. Nothing like a comfortable, familiar pillow. You nestle your head into it and dream while germs crawl up your nose.
British researchers say the humble pillow could be an overlooked vector for disease, including antibiotic-resistant superbugs. There's no record of anyone catching a serious illness from the dust mites, allergens, and germs that infest most pillows, but the researchers worry that's simply because no one's thought to test them before.
CBS's Vicky Barker in London. More than $8 billion in debt, the post office may run out of money in October and could have to shut down. Art Sackler is with a postal advocacy group.
The Postal Service is the most visible, beloved symbol of the federal government around the country. And if it goes belly up, that is a terrible commentary on where the government is.
After this week, the Postal Service is suspending the employer contribution to the retirement program. The Fed today, no change in interest rates. On Wall Street, the Dow down 37, the NASDAQ down about 6, oil less than 95 a barrel. This is CBS News.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. For this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 88. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 77. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont. Well, it's another Wednesday. Had a good time last night. You feeling all right, Robbie?
Fantastic.
Okay, good. Went out and had a couple of drinks. Enjoyed the evening last night.
A couple makes it sound light. I saw you knocking them back like it was nothing.
That's not true at all. That's a lie, and you know it. All right. So we got a great show. We are going to pull off Butch Watch today. We never heard
Butch Watch.
Yeah, we never heard back from Mr. Craig Eichhorn. So guess what? We're going to call them. They should have contacted us, but they didn't. So it's okay. It's all right. We're still gunning for them. We'll see what happens on that deal. Also, we got some trivia today, and we got a special guest today with us. This is it's too funny because we talked about it. Was it day before yesterday? Monday?
I think so.
Yeah, Monday we had talked about him. He was in a friend of ours. He was in Las Vegas. He had met a girl. 10 hours later, they had attempted to get married. He went looking to find love, and we still believe here that he paid for it, but we're not going to. It's Las Vegas. Love is not free in Las Vegas.
Absolutely not.
Needless to say, he found love in 10 hours and somehow
he lost it.
Yeah, and he lost it. He found love and lost it in a 24-hour period. His life came and went. You know, that was his peak too. He was at his peak at that. That was it.
It'll never be any better from here.
It'll never be any better from here out. Anyhow, we have Terry Mullen with us today. What's going on, Terry? How are you, brother?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
He was a lot better before he came on the show.
Actually, I'm not doing well at all today.
We'll talk about your stuff here in just a minute. We'll get to you here in a minute. But it's a very interesting story. So I had to bring you in. When I found out you were coming back in, I was like, okay, I've got to get him back in here and find out what's going on. So we'll talk about it here in just a short period. I do want to talk about one thing real fast. So Mexican police captured their top drug cartel boss.
Ooh.
Yeah. They had captured the top boss of the notorious La Familia drug cartel in a raid on the central town of, and there's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce the city. That is a very big word. I'm not even going to attempt it. Maybe you can figure it out later. But anyhow, needless to say, not a single shot was fired.
Everyone was too high to actually fire a gun.
Is that what it was? Everybody was at that point. They were like, just let him go. Either that or they were laughing. You think they were laughing?
They were probably stoned out of their minds.
Top drug cartel boss, and they got him. So they believe that it's going to the feds believe that this is going to they think it's going to end the remaining part of the command structure of it. I'm thinking, well, just because you catch the boss, I know the idea is cut off the head and the body will die, but I don't think that's... We're talking about a Mexican drug cartel. Let's think about this for a second. Somebody second in command or somebody still... And it doesn't matter if they got a previous second of command guy that they already took out. there's still always another second in command.
There's billions of dollars at stake. Someone's going to jump in there.
Somebody's going
to do it.
Right?
Yeah,
you'll take that job right
now.
Yeah, but then you won't be able to you won't be able to hook up with your wife, but you may be able to afford that wedding you always wanted in Vegas.
Someone else was going to pay for it.
Who was going to pay for it?
I was done. I was done. I had lost all the money I brought.
That's, who was paying?
And she still wanted to marry you.
All right.
Well, that's it. Like I said, we'll get to that in a minute. I'm excited. But I found it amazing that they actually got this guy. And because, you know, these guys, they go underground, man. It's like it's easier to find Osama bin Laden, I think, usually than usually the head of a drug cartel, especially a Mexican drug cartel.
More money.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Huge. Anyhow. So that was one little article I was reading about earlier today. But we've got to cut to a break. When we come back, folks, we're going to kick up some trivia, and we got a lot of more fun stuff coming up. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Janice Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean, get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Howdy, sports fans. This is Mitch Hart of Heart of the Game. I'll be talking everything sports-related, from who will be the tailback for the Longhorns next season to which first baseman you need to add in your fantasy baseball league this week. All of this and much more on Sports Talk with Fred Davis each Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Heart of the Game is brought to you by Kinsel Ford, your free Tires for Life dealer. Everything sports every Saturday from 6 to 7 on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
I knew Mom wanted to stay at home. It's the center of her family, her life. But helping Mom stay in her home while managing mine was just too much. Honestly, it wasn't just about me. Mom didn't want me to be her caretaker. She wanted me to be her daughter. I felt so alone until I found out about Home Instead Senior Care. When we met the people at Home Instead, we just knew they were different. The experience was personal. They understood how we were all feeling. They just cared. Because of Home Instead Senior Care, Mom now has a caregiver who can help her stay home. But more importantly, they've made an incredible connection I never expected. And Home Instead changed my life, too. I've found balance again, and most importantly, for Mom and me, I get to be her daughter again.
Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
You can contact Home Instead at 409-892-7494, 409-892-7494, or online at www.homeinstead.com.
Hello, Southeast Texas, Southwest Louisiana. I'm Don Lemke, the car guy. I'm here to inform you about our new showtime hours. That's right. Our listeners' input have suggested we move our showtimes from Saturday to Wednesdays. These new hours will benefit all of you car enthusiasts, gearheads, and our sponsors. This will allow us to interview more business owners and free up everyone's weekend and mine so we can follow these events and share our information. Car Tech 101 is brought to you by Celtec Surveyors and EbidelRaceway.com. So tell your family, tell your friends, CarTech's new showtime hours every Wednesday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont.
All right, so real quick, once again, we'll get to you here shortly. Oh, you brought a flask.
Yep.
You just nipped off of a flask.
Dude, you know, we've been doing this for a while.
Where have you been?
Y'all been holding out on me? What is up? No, not right now. In just a second. Golly, I can't believe you guys are pulling that one off on me. All right, here we go. Like last night wasn't enough. So, dude, you think we have problems too with our independent school districts? Well, listen, Robbie, you gotta hear this one. This is just amazing to me. It's Southern California. It's a Southern California high school. They spent $100 million to build this high school. And now it's sitting empty because of the budget cuts from the federal budget cuts that happened to their district. They don't have enough money to run it. That sounds like something we would end up pulling off right here.
Where was that, California?
That's in Southern California. They had
sounds like Chicago.
They built. I mean, you can see pictures of it. It's a phenomenal school. The school is huge, man. The school is massive. $100 million they spent to build it. They built the school, and the budget is around $3 million. Now this is where it's sad because our budget, I guarantee, is more than this. But their budget for the school is $3 million, and that's to pay the administrators, teachers, and other staff. And handle all the rest of the expenses that come with operating the school itself. So they built the high school, $100 million, and now it's just sitting there because they can't afford the budget to actually run the school. And then the worst part is they built it because the other campuses are overpopulated. And so they needed another school. Well,
if they're only getting so much per student, then they're probably happy with the overpopulated schools.
Yeah, well, they had
less overhead.
They had the school district. It was the Alvord Unified School District. And their district had $130 million in operating budget between all their schools in that area. And the budget cut came in, and they cut it by $25 million. So now they just don't have the money to operate or maintain the brand new school, which they just spent $100 million building.
It's sad.
I want to know how some of our BISD top personnel. I wonder how they're still doing things in Southern California and here at the same time, because it sounds like something our guys would have pulled off.
They were originally from Beaumont.
Yeah. Anyhow,
the guys who taught Dr. Thomas.
Speaking of which, our phone numbers are here, 898-4400, 898-4400. Today we will be trying to get a hold of Dr. Carol Thomas. As a matter of fact, let's do this now. Let's do it early. You in? All right, I'm talking to Christian. He's our producer right now. Hey, Christian, do it online too. All right, yeah. All right. And so he's dialing the number. We're going to try and get a hold of him, find out what's going on. How come we haven't heard back from Mike Warren or Miss Jessie Haynes? Because he said he basically, what Craig told us is that he, between him or her, one of them would contact us back.
And I said that neither of them would contact us.
Well, so far you've been correct. You've been right. I'm waiting to see if I see any kind of visual talking going on. Is it voicemail or something? Is it voicemail? Okay, well, you know what? If you guys are listening at BISD, we will try later. But if you guys are listening at BISD and you're listening to us right now, you realize we're on the air, just know that if nobody answers today, we will see you tomorrow. I won't. Robbie V will see you tomorrow.
I will be back up there tomorrow.
Robbie V will see you tomorrow up at the administration building.
Keep the handcuffs close.
Everybody always asks me. It's amazing. A lot of friends, and when I'm out in the public, I'll get out, and people constantly, they'll talk about the show here, and they'll say, man, I'm loving the fact that you guys are on top of this whole Carol Thomas deal, but they all ask me the same question, too. They go, but, I mean, if you actually do get a hold of them, do you guys have anything you want to say? Do you even know what you're going to say when you do?
Do you have a list of questions somewhere?
Yes, and you know what? And ironically, it's funny you should mention that, but you're in here, so I'll let you vouch for this, but yeah, absolutely, and that's what I keep telling everybody. I definitely have a list of questions, hands down. So, and look, There, look at that.
Yeah.
There they are right there.
I can see them.
Yep. And, I've got a ton. And that's just technically for Dr. Thomas. I also have lists for Jesse Haynes. I have lists for Woodrow Reese, if he happens to get a hold of us, or Harris, any of these guys. I've got lists for each one of them that I have questions already written out for. So, and some of these questions, matter of fact, a lot of these questions were actually not just my own personal questions, but a lot of these were questions that callers or listeners, pardon me, listeners have messaged us at our Facebook, and they have asked questions, you know, or questions that they want to hear answers to. So if you guys have any, you can always reach us on Facebook at The Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. You can go on to AM1300's Facebook site, AM1300 KSET. You can go on their Facebook, and you can also link over into our Danger Zone site from there. And any questions you might have, because we are going to contact these guys at BISD. And once we do, we'd love to – I mean, I've got Jerry Jordan coming in next week.
He called back.
So there's a list of questions that a lot – if you guys have, there's a couple of us in the area who are definitely will love to speak for you or be the voice for our public here. Stick around, folks. We've got to cut to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Terry Mullen and give out some trivia, and we're going to give out some movie passes. And you're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Dean.
And I'm John the Rocket Man.
Join us every Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. for the all-new Tradio.
We'll be taking your calls at 898-4400 or text us toll-free 877-898-4499.
If you've got a garage sale, estate sale, or livestock for sale, give us a call.
Check out our Facebook page at KSET Tradio. You can post your items for sale, or if you're looking for something, let us know what it is and we'll get the word out.
If you got a car, boat, trailer, tractor, ATV for sale, let us know. We'll put it on there, help you sell it.
That's Saturdays at 6 a.m. on AM 1300 KSET, the Tradio of Southeast Texas.
Okay, ladies, if you're looking for the perfect place to work out, it's World Gym. Their 30,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility has everything you've been looking for in a gym, including a special area just for the ladies and 25 plus group exercise classes that are available every week, ranging from spin classes to belly dancing. And World Gym just introduced the new Zumba class. In fact, Saturdays at World Gym is Super Zumba Saturdays with a free kids playroom and kid fitness classes. It's no wonder World Gym is where the ladies of the Golden Triangle go to look and feel their best. Right now, join for 60 days for only $59. Give World Gym a call right now at 866-5595. That's right, 866-5595. And get both locations to have the workout of your life.
You know, it's funny, Christian, you put on hold the line, because that's what BISD keeps doing to us every time we try and call them. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome.
And Robbie V.
And we've got Mr. Terry Mullen in the house with us. Terry, I said it earlier, Terry went to Las Vegas to find love, and in 10 hours, Terry met a girl, and within 10-hour period, she was getting ready to marry him poolside. Now, I have a question. I started thinking about this. I know you said you guys were going to get married, but don't you have to have a marriage license?
I have no idea how any of that works.
So what, you were just like, we're just going to go, because
well,
you were
with
a friend
we with
that you said is an ordained
right,
minister.
Right.
So he should know this. I mean, so what did you think? You were just going to be
no,
like,
he
hey,
say
honey,
that. We...
hey, sweetheart, go wash your hair. Meet me down at the pool. He's going to be in the pool. We're going to hop in. He's going to marry us right there, and we're going to kiss.
And then we'll hit the courthouse, I guess. I don't know how that works.
Now, technically, I thought you were supposed to hit the courthouse before.
Technically, I thought the way Vegas works is you're supposed to fly by the seat of your pants.
What?
So there was no planning. There was no sleep. There was a little bit of alcohol involved.
And she said, and she actually said that she was going to marry you. She said she was getting ready. She said her friends told her she had lost her mind.
Yeah,
and that she was
her
crazy.
Friends locked her, and when she went to go take a shower, they locked her in the bathroom.
And said there's no way you're marrying a guy.
You're not marrying this guy in Vegas. Ago. You're crazy.
Yeah. Which she was.
Well, you know.
But that's what it was.
Why were they in Vegas?
Coincidentally, they were in Vegas for the same reason we were. It was a bachelorette party.
And you were there with a bachelor party.
Bachelor party. But both parties had cut off the marriage before they went. But we both had tickets. Both of our parties had tickets to go. So we
went anyway.
We went anyway.
That's funny.
Yep.
And she's from, Michigan or something like that, but she's from Colorado.
No. She's from Michigan.
Okay.
She went to school in Arizona.
Okay.
And moved to Denver, I don't know, sometime in the past years, I guess.
Okay. And her name is Mandy. Yep. And we called to talk to her, and somehow she was losing her voice, and I thought that she was just copping out from talking to us.
It's still gone.
I thought she didn't want to talk to us. I get it. She's playing it off like nothing, no big deal. But this is legitimate. So you were really going to marry this girl. You're being serious.
I was completely serious.
Because I really thought at the end of the day, I thought it was a hoax. And I thought
hotel room. We started changing clothes, getting on the nicest clothes we had left, which after 4 or 5 days in Vegas, we didn't really have many clean clothes left.
That's pretty funny, dude. Now, Robbie, would you get married in Vegas like that?
Yeah, why not?
Just spur of the moment?
Why not? What do I have to lose?
Well, and it might be your only shot at a woman, so that's not a bad thing. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Who was playing the drums last night?
Can you turn the sound to this on? To the computer? But go ahead. Say it again. Who was what?
Who was doing such a horrible job playing the drums last night?
Now why do you want to pick on me like that? I'm gonna keep this in the background. Just while we're talking to Terry.
Is that a little Barry Manilow?
I've got it. I got the volume right here. I'll rock it.
It's where we first met.
That's right.
Yeah.
Las Vegas. It's where we first met. This is the greatest thing ever.
And she's coming out to Texas.
Is she really?
Yep.
So she's coming here?
Well,
what a brave soul.
I think I have to pay for the ticket.
Well,
I'm assuming so. I mean, you are marrying her.
That's funny. No. Because she said she's ready to marry you, and it's a done deal.
Oh, she's still saying that.
Well, here's the thing. After the sobriety hit, because y'all probably weren't sober at all in Vegas, are you still going to marry her?
Well, I think so. I'd like to get to know her a little bit better. The funny part is we were sober when we decided.
I'd like to get to know her
better.
We were
sober.
You think?
But it's that soberness after 36 hours of no
drinking?
Sleep.
Of no sleep and drinking.
And drinking and not eating.
So, so at first you were ready to do it at a whim. You were like, hey, I've known her for less than 10 hours. We were so ready. To go right
actually,
now.
I said, let's do the drive-through. And she said, no, I want to stand while we're getting married. So I said, can we do the drive-through and then we can get out of the car? Because I rented a Jeep while I was there.
So she said she wanted to stand. I'd like to stand while we're getting married. If that's okay with you, and you're like, we can still go through the drive-thru. We'll just get out and stand on the hood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Everybody in my group was making phone calls, trying to. I don't know if they were informing people of what was going on or if they were trying to have them convince me to not do it, and everybody that they had called was just like, "No, let them do it.
So
record it."
So your buddies were about it, though. Come on, surely.
Yeah, yeah.
Hers were like, that's the difference between
don't get me started.
Men and women right there. Men are always like, go for it, dude. Yep. Get on with it. Hey, listen, we've got a caller on line one I want to get to real quick. Let's see what's going on here. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
This is Art.
Hey, Art, how are you, my man?
I'm fine. I thought I'd help you out a little bit. I'm an expert on getting married in Las Vegas.
Yes.
We love you, Art. So
all you have to do have is a valid ID and a copy of your birth certificates. That would be you and your bride. And you can I get married if you're obviously intoxicated?
Well, I'm pretty sure we would have been legally sober at that point.
But if you... If you happen to go ahead and get married and you were actually intoxicated, that is one of the only grounds for a media to know.
Well,
you can get married in Vegas. You can fly there. If you have the right credentials, go down to the courthouse and then go get married wherever you want. One of the wedding chapels, or like you say, if you had a friend that's an ordained minister, it's all legal.
Okay, so you don't have to.
It's also binding, too.
No, really? So you don't have to get like a marriage license to begin with?
Yes, sir. You have to go to the courthouse.
Okay.
To get the marriage license, you have to have a valid ID.
Right. I got you.
Copies of each party's birth certificate.
Well, I actually did bring my birth certificate.
Did
with
you
me.
Really? Are you serious? Okay. I was going to say that's crazy. All right. Well, Art, man, thank you. I was wondering.
Anything like babies that come out of that after the fact, you're totally liable.
You hear that, Terry?
Actually, that was one of the reasons we decided to get married.
Is that was just in case?
I was married three times before I had a 1-year anniversary.
Oh, Art.
I'm also an expert on divorce too.
Yeah, well, that might be a whole different. That's a whole other show, Art. But I'm sure we'll get to that one.
Jerome's got friends in low places.
I love you, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, Art. We'll talk to you, buddy. Art Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, what a great guy.
That was one of the.
And he's being serious, by the way. You think he's joking, man. He's being dead. That's what makes him wonderful.
That was one of the reasons we decided to do it was she looked at me and she goes, wait a minute. Do you want kids? And I said, no. And she goes, let's do this.
At that, we got to cut to a break, folks. When we come back, I am definitely immediately getting to our trivia for the day. Stick around. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. Here's part of the problem that perplexes the U.S. Jamil, a student there, says Afghanistan cannot handle its own security.
The situation of Afghanistan will get worse because Afghanistan do not have professional police and professional national army. In this case, they cannot keep security.
He says it'll get worse after American troops start pulling out. President Obama makes that announcement tonight. For next month, CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
We will not see a sign that says mission accomplished. I think the president will be very careful to couch his terms in that we're making progress, we're making an initial step that we'll reassess along the way. He'll also be looking very carefully at what the reaction is amongst Afghan security forces. I think he'll be looking very carefully at what is the reaction amongst our NATO allies.
The plan to get all the surge troops out by September next year, Army Major Rusty Bradley.
I think no matter what, the U.S. military can cope with any situation and any problem at any given time.
CBS News Update, I'm Harley Carnes.
You know the largest investment in your life is not your home, car, or your boat. It's your child. So why not make sure the most precious thing in your life is ready for everything life has to offer? And that's why Legacy Christian Academy is standing by right now, ready to partner with you in developing your child with a Christ-centered college prep education that will give your child everything they need to reach their God-given destiny in this ever-changing world. You can summarize Legacy Christian Academy with three very important words: Christ, curriculum, and character. So if you're a student has been struggling and you've been searching for a school that will enrich you and your child, then make the one call that will change your child's life forever. Legacy Christian Academy with grades 6 through 12 and a complete sports program. Call now to see if Legacy is right for you and your family. Give them a call, 924-0500. That's 924-0500. Legacy Christian Academy, where it's all about Christ, curriculum, and character.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. For this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 88. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 77. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body in the World, Jim and Beaumont.
And apparently vodka cranberry, because you guys have that flask going around right there. I'm not quite sure. But
You've already taken about four pulls of it.
I have not. I haven't taken one yet, but that's okay. I'm going to leave it for you guys. I had enough last night. So Look, all right, so let's get on with the trivia question.
We have decided we wanted to make this show similar to some of the other shows we have on this radio station.
That's a jab at Paul Clayton. And if you're listening, Paul Clayton, we love you, just for the record. So let's get on with the trivia question. Phone lines are open. They are 898-4400. That's 898-4400. All right, and I had a list of some questions, and I asked you guys during the break which ones you liked. And I'll let you guys kind of pick this one. So here's one. Here it is. What is the last name of everybody in the entire town of Rock Ridge in the movie Blazing Saddles? In the movie Blazing Saddles, I like Mel Brooks. He had some great movies. And
he was fantastic.
Gene Wilder was just phenomenal. He was a phenomenal actor. He was so great. He still is, right? Is he still alive?
I think so.
I think so, too. Yeah, love him to death. Anyhow, I'll ask that question again. What is the last name of everybody in the entire town of Rock Ridge in the movie Blazing Saddles? All right, phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. Correct answer will get you a couple of passes to Hollywood Theaters. Sponsored by, of course, Hollywood Theaters. Bunch of good movies out right now. Excuse me. We do have, let me see, some of them. Have you seen any movies recently, Terry?
I've seen a few.
Have you seen any of these? Do you do any of these like comic strip type movies?
Yeah, like the superhero ones.
Yes.
I saw Thor.
Did you? What'd you think of that? I did too.
I thought it was pretty good.
I did too. I was pretty impressed by it actually. I like that one. I haven't seen Green Lantern yet.
I've heard it's bad.
See, I heard it was good.
I've heard it's very similar to, I guess, what was the old comic strip show, something like that. And if you don't know the history, it's just way too much to absorb.
Yeah.
If you're watching it for the first time.
Really?
And you don't know any of the history. Yeah, that's what I read about it. Anyway.
The whole Hal deal. So, you know what? I like it. I'm into those kind of films.
Character development. I don't think they had enough of it.
Really?
Is what they were complaining about.
Well, I'm going to go see it myself anyway, so it doesn't matter. Have you seen the new Pirates?
No.
Worldwide, it's already made its money back. But U.S., it's struggled.
I did see Super 8.
Did you see Super 8?
Yes.
How was that?
Very, very Spielberg-esque.
Really?
That's what they were going for. That's what Abrams said he wanted it to be like. He wanted it to be a tribute to Spielberg's past, I guess, alien or sci-fi movies, and it definitely felt like E.T.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what makes
no,
Spielberg...
No, it was great. It was
speaking
great
of Spielberg, Megan Fox was not on Transformers, and did you hear why she was not in the...
She insulted Michael Bay,
yes,
didn't she? Yeah.
She said he runs his set like Hitler.
Yeah, well, she's done.
She made a comment, and Spielberg said, tell her she's fired right now, literally right then. They had an interview, and I was reading an interview like a couple of days ago on it, and he was also saying, he said he apologized that he had to do what he did. He said, but to keep her attention on stage...
It's a liability.
He said during... Well, not just that, but he said she's constantly on her cell phone, like tweeting and doing that stuff like that. And it was crazy. You couldn't get her to function right. So he just said, forget about her. She won't work on any of his films anymore. That's kind of when he blackballs
you're
you, you're done.
You're done for life.
Yeah. I mean, other people are going to try and snag her up, of course, but you're not, I mean, the amount of money you make on a Spielberg film
She'll never go as far now as she could have gone.
Oh no. Just for making one
little
comment about
Michael
Bay. I'll
still marry her in Vegas. But
you'll marry anybody in Vegas.
I have standards.
We've got some callers on the line. Were the rest of them trivia answers also? Were they all for trivia? Yes? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let's hold on 1 second. Well, let's go ahead and get to this. All right. Obviously, my producer got on, so we had the lines lit up, but there were a handful of wrong answers, so we're going to try this one right here. Caller, you're on the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Yeah, the answer is Johnson.
Yeah, say it again.
Johnson.
That is correct. Everybody's name in the town of Rock Ridge in the movie Blazing Saddles was Johnson. Now, there was another movie that he did. Mel Brooks put out that
great movie.
Yeah, well, oh, absolutely, phenomenal movie.
It was Spaceballs, wasn't it?
And Spaceballs, and everybody,
Spaceball's good too.
Yeah, and
everyone had a different last name.
Had a different last name, but one of them, you tried to think of one of them, which was AH, I won't go into it. I can't say it over the radio right now. FCC will be on me. But, yeah, but that wasn't it. But Terry tried to guess it. He guessed the wrong one. But, hey, man, well, listen, we appreciate you calling in here. What? Who is this again?
Jason Lane.
Jason, we appreciate you calling in. You wanted a couple of passes to Hollywood Theaters, courtesy of the Danger Zone. What I'm going to do is I'm going to place you on hold, and my producer is going to get back with you and get your information, and you can come on up here and pick up your passes, my man.
Cool.
Nice
cool.
job. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks.
All right. Oh, my God. Oh, Jason, I'm sorry. I hung up on you by accident. If you're still listening, I accidentally hung up on you. Please call back. The producer will still get your information. We at least got your first and last name just in. So
somebody else named Jason's going to call in right now and be like, I'm Jason.
Yeah, I hit the right.
Here's my address.
He's actually got to come in and show proof he's who he is. Jason, call back on the line. 898-4400, Jason. All right. Sorry about hanging up on you. Hit the wrong button. I reached for the hold and I hit the other one, but oh well. So, all right, we got an answer. And let's get back to you real fast. Is she still, when she comes back, your girl Mandy, when she comes back into this area, are you going to, is she talked about getting married coming when she comes to Texas?
We haven't discussed actually.
Wait.
Since the day. I think.
That was just a momentary thing.
Well, she feels that I'm not into it as much as she is. And I said, well, you should probably come visit Beaumont. And,
Oh yeah, because that's run. Leave Colorado now. Listen, what were you going to leave Colorado?
No. I would definitely go to Denver. It's really cool there.
What was your plan? Let me ask you this: what was your thought? I mean, what were you going to do? Let's say you would have gotten married. What was the plan then?
I never got that far. I never figured it out. She probably would. Well, I have no idea. Maybe I have to stay here. So
what you were gonna make? Yeah. So you were gonna make her leave Denver and move to Beaumont, Texas.
She's leaving Denver anyway.
That's a culture shock.
She's leaving Denver in August, moving to Arizona. So I guess she would just be coming here instead.
Oh, Robbie.
I think that's cruel and unusual punishment, Terry. I mean, making her move from Denver to here.
I don't know. This girl went from absolutely hating me to wanting to get married in 8 hours.
I know it sounds cruel.
I think she might be insane.
Let's see you do that.
It's called insane.
I know what I'm about to say sounds crazy, but listen to me. I want to make sure I make this clear. Okay. I love Beaumont.
Oh, absolutely.
I have a big history here. You know, I grew up here. I have a lot
of friends
and family here. But at the same time, only in moderation, because every now and then, even I have to, you know, I have to break out of town every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's just too much.
I have the perfect place for you to go.
It's not that it's too much of a good thing, but just too much of a Beaumont thing sometimes.
I have the perfect place for you to go next time you want to break out of Beaumont.
Go ahead.
Fabulous Las Vegas.
Oh, I worked there for four years.
I could show you a good time.
I worked there for 4 years. You should have called me. I could have hooked you up with some shows while you were there. We've got to cut to a break. When we get back, folks, we're going to try Butch Watch again, see if we can't get a hold of Dr. Carol Thomas.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice, clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks, from diesels to Rolls-Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
I got to gold with this prescription.
We got to gold with mouthwash.
Go gold with your Wellness Plus card and you'll get 20% off your entire Rite Aid store for a year. Every purchase gets you closer. Every prescription gets you closer, faster. No other pharmacy gives you more value.
We saved almost $100 since we turned gold.
So how are you going to get to gold? Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. That's the value of wellness. Certain limitations apply. Government-funded prescriptions and prescriptions dispensed in New York and New Jersey and certain non-prescription items are not eligible. See your local Rite Aid for details.
Cardinal Natchez River Adventures invites you to join them for a cruise on the Natchez River. The Natchez has been called the last wild river in Texas, and their comfortable 45-foot touring boat, the Cardinal, allows them to share this beautiful river with you in a unique and extraordinary way. Relax and enjoy nature at its best, hearing fun and fascinating stories, and seeing the wildlife of Southeast Texas in its natural habitat. Tours are open to the public on Saturdays at 10 a.m., leaving from Collier's Ferry just south of the Beaumont Country Club at the north end of Pine Street. Cardinal Natchez River Adventures is more than just a boat ride. It's an adventure for all ages. Call 409-880-8907 for reservations or more information. That's 409-880-8907. The Cardinal is also available for private cruises, meetings, and parties throughout the week. That's 409-880-8907. Find them on the web at natchezriveradventures.org or Discovering the Outdoors on Facebook. And don't forget to join them on the radio for the new program, Discovering the Outdoors, Mondays at 6 p.m. on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Here we got special guest Terry Mullen with us.
Hello.
Also, the Danger Zone is brought to you by the West Bar and Grill, the World Gym in Beaumont, and Bronze Body. Speaking of Bronze Body, right now you can go into Bronze Body and you can have several things take place when you go into Bronze Body. Number one, get a really great tan, period. And it's summertime, now's the time to do it. And everybody that's working that's on the go, when you're on the go and you don't have time, you're thinking, man, I just don't have time to lay out, or you might be going out of town soon. I mean, everybody has issues or reasons why they can't ever catch a good tan. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can go in. They have one of their spray tans you can go into. It does it in 20 seconds. Literally, the time it takes you to park your car takes longer than the time it takes you to catch this tan. And it's a great tan. It looks great. Looks perfectly natural. It's a fantastic tan. That's at Bronze Body. The locations, they have two locations. One location, though, is right off of Calder. And also, another thing you can do is you can go in and the liposuction is the Lipotron, which has replaced liposuction. Have you heard about this machine? Have
no,
you heard me advertise
never
this?
Heard of it.
Okay, check this out, Terry. You can go in. It's like having a stone massage. You ever had a stone massage or hot rock massage?
No, okay. also well, negative.
No, but you're willing to get married in less than 10 hours to
look,
a woman.
There's just some things I won't do.
Needless to say, no. Are you kidding? A rock massage is great.
No, I would do that.
Oh, yeah. Hot rock massages are great. Anyhow, you go in here, and it's called a Lipotron. And it's a doctor, a physician, had actually invented this, and it's like some of the most hottest, newest technology out right now. What they do is they take the Lipotron, and it's like this little wand, and all it does is it heats up. Let's say you want to do it on your thighs, if you want to do it on your glutes, or if you want to do it on your stomach or your arms or even your neck. I mean, in any location. If you feel like you want to lose a little weight, they put it on, and they just simply slowly just rub this around on you. It's done through radio frequencies, and it burns the fat without, you know, doing any kind of
body. Through the skin layer?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Without burning, you know, it doesn't burn the skin, folks. Nothing like that. It feels like, and it's warm. It's not hot. It's just warm. It feels like, I'm telling you, like a massage. And I went in and had it done. As soon as they told me about it, they said, Jerome, you need to try it. I went and had it done, and I lost an inch in 40 minutes.
Wow.
They weigh you, and they measure you up when you go in, and they'll weigh you and measure you as soon as they're done. And the cool part is
it stays off, or is it like Botox?
No, not at all. It's like working out. I mean, it's the exact same. It's literally the exact same thing as working out.
Okay.
If you were to go and hit a treadmill and or, you know, and do any kind of exercises, aerobics, anything to work off that fat. When you burn that fat, your body naturally just passes it through your system.
So right? They chose to test this on you.
No, it's not. No, this has already been tested.
Not tested. They chose to give you the
tested and proven.
The sample. So, you know, you would know.
Exactly.
But they didn't at all think about Robbie here.
No, Robbie, they told him they'd let him do it since they're sponsors, but he hasn't made an appointment yet. He's also can go into World's Gym anytime right now.
I make to-do lists.
He can go in right now to World's Gym, workout. He can go get a great workout, start to get fit. He can hit some treadmills, get that cardio going just right. He can go into Bronze Body. He can get a layer of fat knocked off of him. And he can get a great tan. And all he has to do is pick up the phone and go. And
all he's got to start the to-do list.
Okay.
Yes, I've got to start a to-do list. And I think number 8 on it is going to imitate Terry Mullins, which is going to be fall in love.
Anyhow, Bronze Body, right now you can get 6 months of tanning for $60, folks. 6 months of tanning for $60. That's it.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, of course. That's extremely cheap. And also the Lipotron, if you guys go in and sign up for the Lipotron to have it done, we will also give you, here at the Danger Zone, we'll give away 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn. That's right. So fun to even say.
I know. I love saying it.
I want to try the Lipotron. It sounds like a bad transformer.
No, dude. It's awesome. It's really cool. I'm telling you. When you have it done, once you have it done, you'll go, okay.
Well, just because of the name, it sounds cool enough.
Do we still have a caller on that?
No. No, someone had called in and said they were Dr. Jason Thomas. I have no idea who that was, but I guess they hung up before we got to get to him because we went on break, and I think they hung up during break. But so Dr. Jason Thomas, if you'd like to call back, feel free to call back, and we'll get to your call immediately. We only have a few minutes left on the show, so if you're going to do it, now would be the time. All right, you said you had a couple things you wanted to get to.
Oh, I found an interesting article. A man robs a bank to get medical care in jail.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. No, I saw that.
The bank only for a dollar.
That's right.
So it wouldn't be as bad of an offense,
right?
Apparently.
So he could go in for a short period of time and get medical. I read that article. Mm-hmm.
And get fixed.
Yeah, so he could go get fixed in jail and then come back out because he can't afford.
Wouldn't it have been funny if the judge was like 57 years?
What is it?
You'll be fit. You'll be well and fit when you get out of here now, sir.
Because he asked for a dollar. He was only charged with larceny, not bank robbery. And he said that if his punishment wasn't severe enough, he plans to tell the judge that he'll do it again. His $100,000 bond has been reduced to $2,000. But he says he doesn't plan to pay it.
It's going to happen. Judge, Your Honor, it's going to happen.
I like this guy.
He skips dinners in jail to avoid too much contact with the other inmates. He's already seen some nurses and is scheduled to see a doctor on Friday. Wow. He's hoping to receive back and foot surgery.
Right?
America.
Right? This guy's great.
And to get the protrusion on his chest treated.
Really?
Then he plans to spend a few years in jail before getting out in time to collect Social Security and move to the beach.
Is that what the article says?
That is verbatim.
Oh, that's good.
Some people, I guess it's his way of, I don't know, man. And plans to retire, move to the beach and retire right after it. Get all my medical care taken care of before I hit retirement.
That is a smart man.
Because sadly enough, with what people are getting paid on retirement right now, or on Social Security, they can't afford any kind of medical anything these days. Folks, we've got to cut to a break again. When we come back, a lot more fun on the Danger Zone. Stick around.
Hey there, Jack Piper here. Why not plan to join me this Friday at Certino's in Mid-County, where I'll be taking my show on the road again? Not only will I have an award-winning Lighten Up Friday program, but you never know who might show up making a guest appearance. So the place to be this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. is Certino's in Mid-County. They're real easy to find right off Highway 69 at the Jimmy Johnson exit. That's Certino's. Come on out and experience live and local radio up close and personal. Yeah. On the road again with me, Jack Piper, at Certino's.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney.
I've been a customer of Woodworker's Paradise for most of my adult life. Woodworker's Paradise is located at the south end of Lumberton on Highway 96 South. Woodworker's Paradise is the largest dealer of Freud saw blades, router bits, shaper cutters, and planer knives between Houston and New Orleans. I believe Freud cutting tools to be the very best. Freud manufactures their own Tico high-density carbide to make the sharpest and longest-lasting cutting edges I have ever used. I'm advising you to buy all your Freud blades and bits from my friends at Woodworker's Paradise. It doesn't matter if you're a hobbyist or if you're a cabinet maker. You will make new friends and find the Freud tools you need at Woodworker's Paradise.
When it comes to where you live, it's got to speak to you. And I want to tell you about a special place located in North Beaumont, Creekwood Village. We're a quiet and secluded place that you can call home. Perfectly tucked away from the city's hustle and bustle, yet conveniently located near shopping, restaurants, medical facilities, entertainment, and everything that you need in Southeast Texas. Now, we've got a great-looking place with those big, mature trees, complemented by a sparkling resort-style pool with jacuzzi, a sand volleyball court, and a pergola-covered picnic and barbecue area. Each one- and two-bedroom apartment home has an abundance of contemporary features designed for the comfort you expect and deserve. Why don't you stop by and see them? Just go north on Highway 69, get off at the Lawrence Drive exit, take a ride on Park North, you'll find Creekwood Village on the left. 409-899-1185. You'll feel great at Creekwood Village Apartments because it feels like home.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy situations, you may qualify for an important hearing technology study. If you qualify, you'll be asked to experience and evaluate a revolutionary new product from Beltone. It's the smallest and lightest of its kind and delivers exceptional performance. It's also virtually invisible. This study is free of charge and you're under no obligation to buy. Now you can hear better and look your best. To learn more about how you can participate in this free study, call 1-800-BELL-TONE. That's 1-800-BELTONE.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont. While we're here, let's try Butch Watch real quick, Christian. We only got a few minutes left. And while he's trying to get a hold of them, you want to talk about football?
Oh, I was reading an article about, Goodell came out today and said the NFL could be back in business by July 15th.
So is this thing settled? Is there no more lockout? What's the deal?
They haven't announced there is no more lockout, but that is the earliest, realistically, the NFL could start getting back to business.
Okay, that's still great for me right now. So what my question is still unanswered. So they came to an agreement?
Basically, that's what Goodell's making it sound like. They haven't officially said, we have an agreement. But Goodell is making it sound like there's an agreement.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good sign. Look, man, I was going to be – I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like college football as well, so I was going to love to watch college on Saturday and Sunday as well, but it's still not my NFL, man. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan for all you people out there, so.
Duh, Bears.
No, are you really?
Yeah, he's a Bears fan.
Really? That figures. That makes all the sense in the world. You would be. Yeah, I'm sure you'll probably – jump over to Phoenix before it's over with, just for your girl.
I don't hop teams.
You're gonna be like, "This is for you, Mandy. I'm gonna root." Right now, you ought to.
I'm gonna root for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
ought to be the Broncos right now. But no, I'm gonna go for the Cardinals for you, Mandy. I love you because I only met you. I met you 3 hours ago. Anyhow. We appreciate you coming on to the show, Terry. We've enjoyed it, man. You're crazy as hell, and we love you. And folks, tomorrow on the Danger Zone, we're sending Robbie out live, so you guys do not want to miss it. We're sending him to BISD. Tomorrow on the Danger Zone, Jack Piper's up next.